Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A dense fog advisory continues until 10 a.m. today. Thunderstorms likely, with fog in spots early today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 59. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected, with fog in spots tonight. Thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 43. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. A measles case has been confirmed in Pawnee County, according to Kansas health officials.
While it's unclear if this is tied to the Southwest Kansas outbreak, local and state teams are alerting those possibly exposed. Dr. Thomas Mort, Director of Infection Prevention.
One person who's infected can infect 14 other people. Your best chance at not getting measles is to be immunized. And there are an increasing number of people who have chosen not to get the measles vaccine, and that's the thing that's really driving this.
Residents unsure of their vaccine status should call their doctor immediately. I'm J.P. Bazette.
Doctors were able to save a baby after a pregnant mother was shot and killed Sunday in Wichita. 20-year-old Naomi Oglesby died, but doctors were able to deliver the baby at the hospital. Oglesby's family has started a crowdfunding campaign to cover funeral expenses and to provide for the child in the future. Naomi leaves behind a newborn child, her father, and two older sisters. 19-year-old Matthew Wayne Sesenzo has been charged with murder in the case. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Trigo County Attorney Abraham Fonensteel reported that former Chief of Police Michael Romero has been charged with two counts of battery and one count of mistreatment of a confined person. The alleged crimes happened in January and March of this year, and according to court records, the charges were filed on Monday. The criminal complaint states Romero mistreated and battered a man on March 7th and battered another man on January 19th. Romero was placed on administrative leave in March and terminated from his position in April. In the January 19th incident, it was reported that the victim in the case was facing charges of mistreatment of an animal and interference with law enforcement, and both of the charges were dropped. Waukini Mayor Irene Dirks said the victim told the city commission that Romero came to his door and he was tased when he opened it. He said he owns a gun but was not armed when he opened the door. The county attorney said a second victim was arrested for misdemeanor disorderly conduct on March 7th and was allegedly battered while in the back seat of the police vehicle. It was reported that the disorderly conduct case was dismissed. Hayes Police Chief Don Schleiber reported that the Hayes Police Department executed a search warrant on Thursday at a child care in Hayes after reports of alleged child endangerment and potential drug use, and he said the search was part of an ongoing investigation. Schleiber said police officers and officials from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment executed the warrant in the 2500 block of Donald Drive following reports made earlier in the week, and an officer sustained minor injuries from a dog bite during the search. No arrests have been made. However, on Friday, the police department requested the Kansas Department of Health and Environment issue an emergency suspension to close the facility during the ongoing investigation. No names of potential suspects have been released, and Schleiber wants to remind everyone that all parties are considered innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. The Council for the Accreditation of Education Preparation, or CAEP, recently announced that Fort Hays State University is among 30 providers in 18 states, including the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, that has been recognized for earning accreditation for its educator preparation programs. The CAEP Accreditation Council held its fall 2024 review in October, during which 30 providers were approved under the rigorous, nationally recognized CAEP teacher preparation standards. CAEP is a nationally recognized accrediting body for educator preparation, and its intent is to raise the performance of all providers focused on educator preparation. Approximately 600 educator preparation providers participated in the CAEP accreditation system. Paul Adams, the Dean of the College of Education for Fort Hays State University, said they're proud that Fort Hays State University has once again earned CAEP accreditation, affirming the excellence of their educator preparation programs. He said the recognition reflects their deep commitment into preparing future teachers who are ready to lead, inspire, and thrive in not only Kansas schools, but schools nationwide. For more news and information about Fort Hays State University, you can visit fhsu.edu. The Kansas Highway Patrol has released its Memorial Day weekend holiday activity report, and the reporting period for the holiday weekend ran from 6 p.m. on Friday, May 23rd through 11:59 p.m. on Monday, May 26th. The Kansas Highway Patrol worked 4 fatal non-DUI-related crashes with 7 non-DUI-related fatalities during the holiday reporting period. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that across Kansas, there were 20 DUI arrests, down one from 2024, 502 speed citations, down 338 from 2024, 420 speed warnings, down 145 from 2024, 77 safety belt citations, down 15 from 2024, 2 safety belt citations for teens, down 5 from 2024, 14 child restraint citations, down 7 from 2024, and 590 motorist assist calls, up 58 from 2024. In Nebraska news, a methamphetamine case in Lancaster County District Court was thrown out Tuesday after Judge Lori Merritt dismissed the case against 25-year-old DeMarshall Miller at the request of prosecutors, and the charges were dismissed without prejudice, meaning the state could refile them. Miller had been charged with possession of more than 140 grams of methamphetamine and possession of money while committing a drug offense after police reported that they found 5 pounds of methamphetamine, a digital scale with meth residue, and multiple firearms in a March 10th search of his home. The court documents show that investigators found another gun, a small amount of marijuana, and $825 in cash in the vehicle. It's not known why prosecutors made the motion to toss the case. A North Platte man that was charged with shooting a 12-year-old before exchanging gunfire with law enforcement several times has been sentenced. Lincoln County District Court records show that 39-year-old Brandon Gierken was sentenced to 38 to 58 years in prison for use of a firearm to commit a felony, second-degree assault, and 2 counts of attempted first-degree assault on a peace officer. He had previously pled no contest to the charges, and 5 other counts were dismissed as part of the plea. An arrest affidavit showed that Gierken walked into a North Platte home uninvited last December and shot the child, injuring his shoulder. And according to law enforcement, a series of shootouts followed as they chased Gierken at high speeds. He was eventually caught after running off the road around 10 miles north of town. According to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, weather permitting, a mill and fill project will begin June 3rd on U.S. Highway 136 or U.S. 136. Mill and fill is a process of removing deteriorated asphalt in preparation of placing an asphaltic patch to improve the roadway surface and drivability. State maintenance forces will be performing the mill and fill from reference post 0 to reference post 1, starting 1 mile north of Edison, and the work is anticipated to take 3 days. The traffic will be maintained with a pilot car and flaggers, and motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the regular meeting of the Board of Education for Unified School District 211 that was held on May 12th, the regular meeting of the Board of Education, USD 211, was called to order at 7 p.m. at the Alice Tweed Center by President Michael Terry, and seven members were present, so a quorum was declared. Superintendent Corey Roy introduced the reigning Forensic State Championship team, and he shared how they dominated the competition this season. He then invited Mr. Vance to provide a recap, noting that while 50 students qualified for state, only 16 were able to attend. Mr. Vance gave a brief overview of the day at the state tournament and highlighted the team's strong performances, and several students spoke about their experiences and the impacts forensics has had on them. The presentation concluded with Rowan Granberry and Jeffrey Fick performing their state championship duet for the board. Superintendent Roy also acknowledged the district crisis team for their exceptional response and teamwork following a recent accident, and he reported that the graduation went well. Mr. Roy said that he had Principal Keyswetter speak to the Board of Education about the Norton High School receiving the All-Star Award. Mr. Matt Schick updated the Board of Education on the VO-Ag program as he currently teaches Intro to Ag, Ag Mechanics, Advanced Ag Mechanics, Plant and Soil Science, Animal Science, and Ag Business. Courses topics include Welding and Safety, FFA, Parliamentary Law, Public Speaking, AG Business Basics, Animal and Plant Science, Mechanics Skills and Projects, Plant Anatomy and Soil Nutrients, Animal Production and Behavior, and Business Principles like Entrepreneurship, Marketing, and Management. All students are FFA members through the affiliate chapter, which means no dues are required, and they're involved in fundraising of fruits and meat sales. The program received a $5,000 Ag Valley grant to update shop tools, and upcoming events include the state FFA convention in Manhattan, May 27th through the 30th, and the national convention in Indianapolis every other year, with alternate year travel to the Denver Stock Show. A motion was made to approve the neighborhood revitalization plan as presented to the April Board of Education meeting by John Granberry. It was seconded by Kate Sprigg, and the motion passed 7-0. After two executive sessions to discuss personnel job assignments pursuant to the non-personnel exception under COMA, Dina Winty moved to accept the resignation of Sean Anderson as the assistant high school football coach. The motion was seconded by Jennifer Miller, and the motion passed 7-0. Dina Winty moved to nominate Bill Brockelman to Curriculum Chair Council Technology and Chris Delamont to the Curriculum Chair Council Wellness. John Granberry seconded the motion, and the motion passed 7-0. Dina Winty moved to approve Austin Pugh, Jana Hammond, Kim Fiscus, Randa Tarbett, Ashley Smith, Maybon, Denise McMullen, Carly Rains, and Brooke Jensen as summer school instructors. It was seconded by John Granberry, and the motion passed 7-0. Dina Winty moved to approve Jody Rowe, Steve Vance, and Tony Fiscus as summer maintenance help. It was seconded by John Granberry, and the motion passed 7-0. Dina Winty moved to approve Jeremy Hawks, Cherry Brooks, Chris Delamont, and Sheridan Huey as summer weight instructors. It was seconded by John Granberry, and the motion passed 7-0. Dina Winty moved to approve Bill Brockelman and Logan Katz as driver's education instructors for the summer. It was seconded by John Granberry, and the motion passed 7-0. Dina Winty moved to approve all certified staff that had not previously resigned or been released from their contracts. It was seconded by John Granberry, and the motion passed 7-0. Dina Winty moved to approve all coaches and sponsors as presented. It was seconded by John Granberry and passed 7-0. And Dina Winty moved to approve the PDC minutes from May 12, 2025 meeting as presented. John Granberry seconded, and the motion passed 7-0. With no further business, President Michael Terry then adjourned the meeting at 8:01 p.m. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today: showers are likely, then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m., with areas of dense fog before 10 a.m. The high today should be near 59 with a southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 80%. For tonight, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm before midnight, then a slight chance of showers between midnight and 2 a.m., and patchy fog before 1 a.m., and then patchy fog after 2 a.m. Otherwise, tonight will be mostly cloudy with a low around 43, and the chance of precipitation is 60%. On Thursday, there's a 20% chance of showers after 1 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 70. And on Thursday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 45. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Friday it should be sunny with a high near 81. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 84. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 87. On Monday, there is a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 90 and breezy. And on Tuesday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 86. Currently, with mostly cloudy skies, it is 52 degrees. The humidity is 100%. The wind speed is south at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.15. The dew point is 52 degrees. And the current wind chill is 50 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:18. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Jerome Tang has landed a big fish out of the transfer portal. According to sources, GoPowerCat.com has confirmed that P.J. Haggerty has committed to Kansas State, the number 2-ranked transfer portal entry in the cycle. Haggerty chose the Wildcats over NC State after a battle that stretched into May, entering the portal on April 17th. Haggerty has 2 years of eligibility remaining. Redshirting at TCU in his first season, Haggerty transferred to Tulsa for the 23-24 season and averaged 21 points per game. Moving on to Memphis last season, Haggerty's points per game stayed practically the same as he helped the Tigers to the NCAA tournament. He was named the Player of the Year in the American Athletic Conference. Haggerty becomes the 11th player for the Wildcats next season, joining returning players Moby Ikeguruka, Taj Manning, and David Castillo, along with newcomers Abdi Bashir, Kamari McGriff, Andre Kustich, Xavier Wilson, Nate Johnson, Stephen O.C., Tariq Smith, and Marcus Johnson. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer.
ValleyVet.com. Rotational grazing and cross fencing lead to more pounds of beef per acre. For a wide variety of solar powered and plug in fencers, Valley Vet Supply is where you'll find great pricing on Gallagher, Parmac, and TrueTest fencers. And how about those quick and easy reel tights to stretch up that rusty pasture fence? You'll find Gallagher insulators and all the accessories for that fence job at ValleyVet.com. No matter where you live, you'll always get neighborly customer service and expert advice. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more, shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at ValleyVet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
Supply. It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.